This is Maria White, owner of Enough With The Stuff, and your host for Organize Your Stuff. I hope everyone is hanging in there through these really challenging times. I know it's a little stressful and crazy, but hopefully you guys are occupying your time and using that pent-up energy on organizing your stuff. And if you get stuck with organizing, feel free to reach out to me. I offer virtual organizing services and am happy to consult or help you through the process virtually. You can reach out to me through the contacts in my show notes or at my website at enoughwiththestuff.com. Also, head over to Instagram and hit follow because I will be posting tip videos on IGTV so you can learn some more tips, but I'm always posting ideas and tips and products that you can utilize or take the idea and use the concept in your organizing at home.
Welcome everyone to the next episode of Organize Your Stuff. Today I have a wonderful guest who is a specialist in closets, everything closets. So welcome, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to hear your tips and tricks for closet organizing and design. You sound like a great specialist in the field. And so I'm going to just read your bio real quick so that everyone knows who you are and what your background is.
Sure.
So Tracy Shadley is the owner of Organize A to Z. She's been helping people organize their spaces for over 2 decades. Tracy is a professional closet designer, a background with California Closets, and specializes in creating custom storage solutions for any space. She listens carefully to what you want, need, expect, and dream of, and creates a customized solution as unique as you are. Tracy's goal is to create systems to help you live a more productive, effective, and peaceful lifestyle. Thanks so much, Tracy, for coming today.
Thank you. I love talking about this stuff.
So you had your start in California Closets. Did you start organizing after working with them for a while, or were you always an organizer?
I was always organized. I wasn't an organizer. I started working for California Closets actually by total fluke when I was in Montreal. I started in the clothing business, actually, which is a terrible business if anybody's ever been in it. And I just quit. I couldn't take it anymore. And a friend of mine designed the showroom for California Closets. And she said, you know, they're looking for people. And I was like, all right, why not? And I ended up staying there almost 20 years. When I left, I was actually the lead designer and design trainer. So I was training other designers on how to, you know, sales and the proper design steps and tools and all of that. So it was just something that took me over. I was good at it. And when I would go to some clients, they'd say, well, can you help me a little bit further? Can you help me, you know, put my stuff away after? Can you help me purge before? So I started to get into that as well. And this was all in Montreal. And when I moved to, I now live in Sedona, Arizona. When I wanted to move to Sedona, I had to create a business plan and I just did it. I was like, well, this is what I know. So this is going to be my business. So that's how Organize AZ came to be.
Ah, I like it. I like the play. That's a great story on how you really combined both of your talents together in one career, and you've just sort of morphed the career a little bit. So you're no longer working for California Closets, or are you?
No, I haven't been working for them since I moved to the States. So now I do everything on my own. I do all the planning and designing and meet with all the clients. And then I have local contractors build my stuff. So it's really, I'm in a very small town. So I'm really, really lucky that I met great contractors that provide a great product. And they were just fantastic when I said, nope, I want it done this way and this way and this way and this way. They're like, okay, you're the expert. And they deliver what I ask them for. So it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great partnership. When you have somebody like that you can rely on, whew, that makes all the difference for your clients.
Oh, it does. Oh my gosh, yes, it does.
Excellent.
And I don't have the, you know, high prices of the franchises, which is a definite bonus.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can do it much cheaper. And if you have a reasonable, you know, design person such as yourself and, you know, the contractors, that's all it takes. But I think the really biggest challenge for most clients with their closets is that they're not set up or designed to be functional. They're usually the builder grade set up in there, and yes. they stay that yes. way. And then, yes. and then people tend to go, they, you know, check out the closet systems and get a little overwhelmed with the DIY and maybe go to, you know, a franchise type of company and maybe have sticker shock. Or maybe they just don't really know what they want. So yeah. you are really there to hold their hand and help them figure out what they need and what they, yes. and what they don't need, honestly. So
yes.
I'd love to hear more of your process.
Well, as I've grown this business, you know, I've thought about, well, how else can I help people who aren't here? Because I do live in a small town. So, you know, it's limited. So when you were saying, you know, people struggle with DIY, a lot of people are very capable of building things on their own and or going and buying what they need and putting it together, but they don't know how to do the plan. And that's why they just get paralyzed. It's like, okay, well, what do I do? How do I know I'm doing it properly? So I actually created a service for those people where I'll just do plans for you. You could send me the measurements of your closets and I'll do the plans and send them back to you. And you can go buy whatever you want, whether it's IKEA or Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those, and you fit them in and do it yourself.
Oh, that's really interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tried to really reach the entire market. When I like to say I'm everything closets, and I really would like to be everything closets. It is very hard when you're not spatially mm-hmm. inclined. And my sister's like this. I laugh. My mother's like, I can't even believe you're from the same mother, because she can go in and will do exactly the wrong thing. Well, that's not going to work because your drawers are going to hit the door and mm-hmm. she doesn't even see it. So there are a lot of people that it's just not their thing where they need help. So I'm here to help in any way that I possibly can.
Awesome. Yeah. What a great service.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just one of the things that I do. But if I'm working with my own clients, the process would be I go in and I take measurements and I have a discussion with them about how they use the space. So the choices that they make, you know, some people fold their sweaters wide, some fold them narrow, some hang their sweaters, some hang t-shirts, some fold t-shirts, some shove things in drawers just because they have them. So I do a little bit of educating on the best way to store things. And then obviously if they don't want to change a habit, I work around their own habits. But if they're willing to change and try, then I'll do a plan based on what they want and their needs. And then of course we go into the aesthetic and do they want fancier? Do they want white? Do they want a wood look? Do they want crown molding? I mean, you've seen pictures of closets. Mm-hmm. They're like incredible. They can be as expensive as kitchens if you try hard enough.
Yep.
And I've had people try hard enough, you know. Yeah. And that's wonderful. But the bottom line is, pretty or simple, or you know, crown molding or no crown molding, the function is the same. And if the function doesn't work, then your clients are going to be unhappy. Right. And the biggest thing I see with the contractor grade stuff is they put in one long rod, one, you know, double rod and a row of shelves. Now the shelves aren't adjustable. They're way too high to have any piles that are functional. The double hanging often is not split half and half. Mm-hmm. So one pole will be shorter than the other, which means some things will be dragging, especially for men, if they're tall men,
right?
And you don't have things, you know, spaced properly, their stuff's going to be dragging on the floor. And that's just inexcusable to me. I mean, I get so frustrated. And there's usually a lot of wasted space because most of us don't have all of that much long clothing. So all of that space is wasted when you put in just a huge long bar. And I love going in and just changing those things around.
Right. Yeah, you can double a closet instantly by adding a second bar. It's amazing. People don't think about doing that.
Absolutely. And then people will say, well, I don't hang my stuff. Well, it doesn't have to be a double bar. You can put shelves. You can do anything that you want in a closet And that's why I look at people's clothing. I don't just do generic things. I actually design for the people that are using it. But because the systems are adjustable, if they ever move out, someone else could move in and, you know, move the heights of the shelves or change shelves to hanging and all of those things to keep it completely functional long term.
Yeah, flexibility is what I really like about a lot of the systems that you can put in aftermarket, I guess you call it, because you know your career might change and, you know, just everything about your lifestyle could change, whereas you're, you know, you don't have the same needs in your closet over time.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
flexibility is really nice to have. And I think it's key for making your closet more functional so that you can change things around when you need to.
Right. Think about a baby's closet. You can take a baby's closet and probably not even need that much furniture because you can put all of their teeny little stuff on three hanging or on shelves or in little drawers. And then as they grow, you take out the third bar and it becomes a double bar and you add the, you know, different shelves where they need it. You can change it as they grow from a baby to an adult.
Right.
I mean, that's really how versatile it is when it's done properly.
Absolutely. Well, so when you're working with people planning virtually, you know, if they're out of your area, how do you know what their needs are? Are you asking them to take pictures or measurements of their, like how many long hanging and short hanging and that kind of thing? Like, how do you determine?
I send them a form. So I have a form on exactly how to measure your closet. So exactly what I need. And then also a wardrobe analysis form, which basically has them fill out. Not exactly. I mean, people can count if they want. But really what I need to know is, do you have 2 feet of long? Do you have 4 feet of long? Do you have 6 feet of short? Do you have 12 feet of short? That type of thing.
Right.
How many pairs of shoes? And, you know, do they put things in drawers? All of that type of stuff. Do they want laundry, jewelry? What else do they want in the closet? Very important when they're measuring, you know, to find out if there's any obstructions that are in the way so that I know I need to design around those things. So pictures always help. They're not necessary. If there's angled ceilings or anything weird, then photos do help. But, you know, we get to go back and forth because there's a revision included as well. So I send it out and then they take a look and said, well, can we tweak this and tweak this? And I'll just send it back. So it's a fun process. It's a really fun. I mean, if anybody, you know, has designed a kitchen or a bathroom or even remodeled a house, you know, to watch these things develop, it's really cool. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's exciting. And
yeah,
it makes so much sense to have a professional design the space so that it is actually utilizing the space to the maximum and making it more functional in a, you know, in the correct way. Like you said, you don't want to design something yourself and not be thinking about what a professional would be thinking about. So I can see the value in having, you know, that step, because just like you said, if you're redesigning your kitchen, you're not redesigning it yourself, unless that's your field, of course, but
right,
nobody's going to Home Depot and saying, okay, well, I'm just going to move things around and, you know, buy these cabinets and put them here. You have a pro. So why not with a closet?
Right. Because there are rules to designing a closet, just like there are to designing a kitchen and bathroom. You know, there are there are things you just don't do. Not that it would be as terrible.
Right.
As if you put a fridge in the wrong place. I mean, that's a huge mistake. If you put a drawer where it's going to bang the door frame, well, most people will live with it. But I've gone into homes where there have been closets designed, you know, where there are sliding doors and the drawers will be right behind where the two sliding doors meet. It's like,
right.
But why? Right. Why would you do that? You know, so there's things like that, which people just don't think about unless it's in your field or, you know, a passion of yours to actually be creating space or moving things around visually.
Right.
You can just miss it. And that's just, yeah. And then it's unfortunate if you spend all that money and then you have a big oops.
Right.
And have to start again.
Exactly.
You're better off doing it right the first time.
Right. Especially if it's not something you can adjust and move around easily.
Yeah. And I created a course for people like you, professional organizers, because I was sitting and thinking, well, this is, you know, I do it. Like, what a great business to add on for professional organizers just to be able to add that extra service. Mm-hmm. So I created a course that will teach you all of the rules and how to design and how to do it by hand or how to do it on computer. And it's a step-by-step online course. Like I said, I tried to cover all the bases with everything closets.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. I wanted to ask you some tip. You wrote a book. Can you tell us about the book and what it's called?
It's called A Mirror in Your Closet, Tips and Tricks from the Inside. And, you know, I've read so many organizing books and they're all very, very wordy. And I'm just one of those people. It's like, okay, let's get to the point. Let's just tell me what to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I wrote this book, I made it almost like a children's book. So it's animated, it's short, it's to the point, and it's fun. And I was blogging about different, you know, tricks to keep your closet organized. And I just put all of the blogs together into a book. And you would think it would be easy, but it's really not. It's really a hard thing to do. But yeah, so it came out in November and it's been very well received and a lot of fun. Uh-huh. And I basically talk about things like how to fold your pants. Do you fold them long? Should you fold them long? Should you fold them in half? And if you make that choice, how to make the best of that choice. You know, sometimes when you hang your pants long, depending on the hanger, you're going to get the marks, whether, and you don't want to like teeth marks in your waist of your pants or in your cuffs. Mm-hmm. So how do you prevent that? You know, how do you prevent that? Same thing with folding the pants in half. If you fold it over a wire hanger and you leave it there too long, you're going to have a pleat and then you have to iron. And mm-hmm. who wants that? You know,
not me.
So yeah, exactly. Who needs to iron? So there's tips and tricks like that and, you know, what to get rid of and what to keep. And there's a chapter on if you want to put like the girly in your closet, how to make a feminine closet. That's more a visual thing. So it's all types of just little fun tips like that. Not serious, just you can have a glass of wine and really enjoy yourself doing it.
Okay, so the book is more about how to organize the closet, not how to design the closet.
It does have, at the end, it does have a chapter on designing your own closet. Okay. It's succinct. So, but at the end of that, I do, you know, say, hey, if this just kind of went like, oh, I think the last words in the book is like, if you just read this and said, is she crazy? Then this is what, you know, this is how I can help you. Right. So you can reach me through, you know, to do that work for you through the book as well.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome.
If you get inspired. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, I think it was probably a lot of work, like you said, to transfer all the information in blog form and put it into book form. So.
And then I had somebody animate it all. So it was, yeah.
Cute.
It was a lot of work. Yeah, it was a lot of work. But I'm very thrilled.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question about hangers. What is your favorite type of hanger?
You know, that's a tough one. I actually, and you're going to be surprised by this, I mostly use regular white plastic hangers but as thick as I can get them. And I try to get them with the ridges on them. Do you know what I mean by ridges? Mm-hmm. So some of them are just nice and clean and solid plastic, mm-hmm. but they have some, so it becomes non-slip.
Right.
So that's very important to me. Now, that being said, they sell these wonderful things at the Container Store, which clip onto these hangers that basically create a shoulder pad. Mm-hmm. So when you want something not to have the little shoulder marks in it, which mm-hmm. we all know,
right.
You can add that as an addition and it becomes like a more full puffy hanger.
Okay.
Now, I haven't found any, I mean, I'd prefer felt. 100% because of the non-slip and all of that. But the felt ones that I have found are really too thin and I find they mark my clothes. And I hang most of my clothes. So that's why I'm picky about hangers. And then if you get the, you know, the molded, beautiful wood or felt hangers, you're taking up twice as much space in your closet. So I play with the plastic ones and add that piece on as a happy medium.
Interesting. Hangers are like the big dilemma for everybody, I think, in a closet, because, you know, like you said, the felt ones are nice and narrow. They don't take up a lot of space, but the plastic tubular hangers, they actually take up a lot of space too. Not as much as the wooden ones, of course, but, you know, some people, they try to cram a lot into that square footage, and you need to maximize that with your hangers.
Now, again, I'm not against, you know, they have all of these gadgets with where you can do the multiple hanger,
right,
and it takes very little space. Those are great gadgets if you require the space. 100% use them. They're not easy to use. Like, you watch those videos and they're like, oh yeah, just, it's not that easy to use. You know, they become heavy.
Yes.
It's hard to pull things on and off. But if you're stuck for space, they're fine. If you have all the space in the world, mm-hmm. then I'm with you. I'd go with the nice, beautiful felt hangers. I just like to be able to clip on. I like that versatility to clip on. One thing I will say, though, is having all the same hangers or most of the same hangers in a closet makes the world of difference.
Yep.
It really does. It just looks better. It will make you feel better. Mm-hmm. But that's my favorite top hanger. I do have a favorite pant hanger.
Oh, okay.
I hang my pants long from the cuff, and there are white plastic clip hangers that have a rubber
clip
tong.
Yeah.
Yeah, rubber clip, not metal. And those are my favorite because they don't leave marks. So you can leave your pants on there for a really long time and you won't have any marks on them.
Oh, okay. Interesting. You hang them all upside down. Okay. There's also another hanger, which I don't know if you're familiar with, called holding hangers. And they actually are like a spring-loaded hanger that you put in the waist of the pant, and it doesn't stretch them, and they have different sizes, and it's a really cool hanger. A local organizer here actually has imported them in.
Wow.
From Europe, and they're amazing hangers, so you should check them out. They're called
That sounds great. Yeah.
They're awesome. They're called holding hangers. So that's the other option for pants and skirts and things like that. So you might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, that's a great, because really the clips are the issue with that. Now you can, you know, one of the tricks I have in the book is you can put a little piece of felt or foam or even paper towel doubled up underneath the clip, and that'll stop the tooth marks. But again, it's a pain when you take them out. You know, you got to deal with the piece of paper or whatever you have. So it just makes, but some people can't afford to change all of their hangers. So you can just make things easier or better.
And I always think your success will be the simplicity. You know, if you keep it simple, you will definitely be more successful. So having to use a piece of paper, felt or whatever is another step. And that makes it more challenging to keep up with. Also, you know, people can get hangers from the Facebook giveaway groups. I personally give away hundreds of hanger a year from my clients, so on Facebook Marketplace, and people love to get them. So it's a great solution. So if you need hangers and want to get rid of all those metal wire cleaner hangers, you know, they're out there. You don't have to spend a fortune on hangers. So
you can go to a dollar store and get half decent hangers. I mean, anything's better than the wire dry cleaner hangers. Anything.
Right.
Really.
And I think people don't realize, and you probably tell your clients this too, about the plastic bags from the cleaners, that you need to take your clothes out of those bags right away because of the chemicals.
Yeah, keeping anything in plastic is not great.
Right.
Even if you're storing clothing long term and you have the garment bags, they should be canvas, not plastic.
Right.
If possible.
Right. Because you want them to breathe
the clothing, breathe.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, what other tips can you share for just organizing the closet or clothing storage? Any kind of tips on maximizing, you know, like you were mentioning, different folds for sweaters and things like that. So
the different folding for sweaters if you have adjustable shelves, it doesn't really matter. And, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, because they're either going to take the space wide or tall. So in that sense, it doesn't really matter. However, I am a strong believer of folding your sweaters and not hanging them, period. Because hanging your sweaters, the material droops and it pulls. You'll get the marks in the shoulders. it's just not great for knits. Knits like that are much better folded. I'm also a big believer of piles, like sweaters and t-shirts or even sweatpants or even workout, like anything that you can fold properly. If you have the space in the closet to put them on a shelf, I would do that before putting them in drawers, because we all go to the top thing in our drawer, especially when we're in a rush, put it on, wash it, put it back on top, and then you don't even use the stuff underneath. So by putting it in piles in your closet, you can visually see all of your clothing and you'll get more use out of it.
Great. That's awesome. Yeah.
Again, it's my opinion. I know a lot of people love drawers and fold drawers, or they have drawers, so that's why they use them. And again, that's great. But if you're conscious of rotating your stuff and not putting the same thing back on top all the time, it'll help with usage.
Yeah. So I definitely agree with that. You want to be able to see what you have. And I feel like the folding your shirts, your t-shirts, and actually all of your clothes that go in a dresser, if you fold them in a way that you can kind of file them in there so you can, again, visually see them rather than stacking them on top of each other, you can see the whole row of clothes and they're sort of in there like a file. That's a great way. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I won't do that. I'm too lazy. I mean, I'm just... that's a fact. Like I'm an organizer, but when it comes to my underwear and socks, like the most you're going to get from me is colors and white. Like I just can't, you know? So I laugh at Marie Kondo's stuff. I was like, the joy, some of this stuff is just not going to bring me joy, and I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to organize it however I think best. So we all have our limits, and we all have what we will do and what we won't do. That is a great solution if you're going to do it 100%.
Absolutely. And I don't believe in folding the underwear and socks and all of that. So I can relate to that. I'm just throw it in there. It's a lot faster and easier to just throw the whole pile of underwear in the drawer.
Absolutely. You know. Well, that's the drawers are really made for what I, you know, tossing things into, things you don't have, bathing suits. And I mean, even workout tops that you're not necessarily going to fold, leggings you can, but some things are just too small to fold properly. Like those, you just toss them in and, you know, you'll have to, again, the size of drawers though, like if you're going and getting dressers, we all want these big, tall drawers. But remember, you're going to be digging in those drawers to find whatever it is. Even if you use your filing system, if that drawer is really tall, then you've wasted half that drawer because your piles are really short.
Right.
So you got to think about the storage that you have and the best way to use it.
Excellent. Yep, that's a good point. And again, people aren't thinking about that. They just think, oh, more storage. But
right.
It depends on how you're using it, whether you're going to get the full maximum amount of use of that space, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's your top tip for organizing a closet or you could do either or both for designing a closet? What are the top things to think about?
Well, designing a closet, I'll do them both quickly. Designing a closet is really thinking about the stuff that you have and your priorities. Like some people's priorities are seeing all their shoes and they don't really care if they have more, you know, if they gain more hanging space when designing. So thinking about what your priorities are when you redesign a closet. I would say my top tip for organizing a closet is I'm a big fan of organizing and hanging or folding by category. I know some people do it by season, some people do it by color, some people do it, but I'm a big fan of by category, because if you have all your shirts together and then you have all your pants together and you have all your jackets together, so that would mean separating a suit, even your jacket and your pants for a woman, men wear suits as suits. Because you're going to see, if you can visually see everything, you're going to create so many more outfits with the same base amount of clothing than if you just hang a suit as a suit and you take the suit. Because this jacket could go with that skirt and this shirt can go with that pant. And, you know, you can play so much more if you have everything open and visual for you to pick from.
Right.
Did that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And again, you could even utilize like summer tops in a colder season because you're layering it, you know, under something
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can put a sweater, you know, carry it with you in the summer. Same thing. Mm-hmm. So you'll use things so much more.
Right. Yeah, I think the key is to see everything. You're absolutely correct. If it's all tucked away inside of other things and bins and baskets and dresser drawers, you don't know what you have because you just don't see it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm guilty of it. I have a huge long closet and I have to go through I rent, so I don't have an organized closet. I'm embarrassed to say, but I did take a huge chunk of my space and put in shelving so that I can fold and have my t-shirts and everything in my closet with everything else when I'm going to get dressed.
Yeah, I'm renting too, so I feel your pain. I have a tiny little reach-in closet, and I have maximized that baby as much as I can.
Yeah, there are these rods that you can buy that create a double hanging, which if you want a quick fix is fantastic. It's not going to give you the height that you need, so you will have some things possibly dragging at the bottom, but that's a great easy solution just to maximize, you know, get some extra hanging space.
Yeah, I recommend those a lot to my clients just when I walk in and I see the entire closet is just one shelf, one long wire shelf or two of those and nothing else. And I'm like, we need to double this up. Just go buy this for now. Let's try it out. Live with it like this. And then you can spend the money later to actually redesign your closet. But you need to see that this space is not being maximized.
Yeah. The wire racking is the worst. It's the worst. Yeah. Especially the one where there's two versions. One version, there's no long space, even like not long, wide space without a division in it, so you have to like hook your hanger into like a little nook. It's awful. And then your shoes don't sit on it properly, you get waffles in your sweaters. That's the worst. I say tear it all out and start new.
I know, I can't stand those wire shelves.
It doesn't have to be that expensive to redo a closet. It really doesn't. If you're doing it yourself and you want to stay, you know, inexpensive, they have decent things at Lowe's. They're not going to last you 20 years, but you know, you can get stuff and just put it in and make your life a little bit easier for sure.
Right. And so you can budget for something a little better, because we do have local closet companies that aren't outrageously priced, you know, for getting a custom, you know, it's pretty nice. So something like Taylor Living, I believe that's a franchise as well. So, you know, people may have those companies in their area that they should definitely price compare and see. You know, you might actually be able to get a really nice closet without spending as much as you think you will.
And exactly.
You have somebody helping you to create it and they install it. You don't have to do it. So.
Right. And you can ask if they'll cut it and let you install it yourself. I know California Closets used to do that. If you wanted to install it yourself, you'd get a discount for doing your own installation. So it's something to, you know, definitely something to ask about.
That's interesting. I would imagine, I guess there's no warranty that comes with that if you're installing it yourself, though.
No, definitely not. But, you know, still, because the material, definitely going with a company, the material that you get is most likely, I don't want to promise because all companies are different, is most likely going to be better quality. Like really in an ideal world, you want to be working with 3/4 inch material. Some of the stuff that you'll find, the really inexpensive stuff, is even 1/2 inch. Like that is throwing your money in the garbage. Don't even go there. But 10/16 is okay, but you'd be surprised at how different 10/16 and 3/4 is, just that 2 little millimeters, you know. So just keep an eye out for that when you're pricing things, what you're getting for the money too.
That's a really good point, because if you're hanging a rod on that thinner wood, it's going to eventually break. It won't hold the weight because people just keep adding and adding and adding, and it gets heavy.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a really good point for people to keep in mind when they're price shopping for a company to do it, but also themselves if they're a DIYer or they're hiring their own guy to do it. You know, they need to make sure that they're getting the better quality so that it lasts. You're going to go through all that effort. You want it to last.
And the other thing when you're working with a company or somebody like me who is sending you a designer and you're not doing it yourself, be wary of if the designer's making you design your closet. Like, we're the expert. So we're supposed to be saying this should or this will fit the best way here. And this, we should be doing the design and saying, do you like it? Not saying, where do you want your drawers? Now, there's one exception to that that I would agree with. And that is, I will ask people if they prefer the aesthetics. Like, do you want me to design this around aesthetic or do you want me to design it around function? Because a lot of people, absolutely, if they have a door, they want to see drawers when they walk in. That's what they want to see. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, but it may not be the best way to give you the most space or to use your space. So that's the one time where I'll say, what do you, like, where's your preference? Right. But if I'm just saying, well, where do you want me to put your long? Or where do you, you know, where do you want your shoes? Mm-hmm. I'm not doing my job. You're doing my job. Mm-hmm. So as the client, when somebody sends you a designer to do a custom closet for you, make them do the custom closet for you. You tell them your dreams and your wishes, and but don't let them tell you where to put your stuff. At the end of the consultation or when they send you plans, however it works, you'll be able to say, oh, I'd really prefer this over there, or I'd really, you know, I'd rather see this over here. That's great, but let them do the work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, each individual is different because if you have a couple, you know, where their heights are extremely different, you know, short and tall, you are definitely going to design like each side of the closet a little differently for that need to,
absolutely.
You know, be the best.
And what's really funny that you bring that up is one question I always ask when I'm designing for a couple is, what side of the closet do you want to be on? And 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh, I don't care. And I learned the hard way that they do care. Cause I had a client way back when, and the plan was, I mean, it was beautiful. It hit everything that they needed and wanted. And there was something that they were just stuck on. And I said, wait a minute. And I flipped the entire thing so that and they were like, yep, that's it. It's the weirdest thing. And 9 times out of 10, the person's going to want the same side of the closet as the bed as the side of the bed they sleep on.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a fun process, and I sure wish I could get a custom closet, but that's not going to happen. So anyways, I really love that you can do this remotely and design closets for people and give them their dream design and help them out. So I hope people will reach out to you and request help on this design process, or people in the industry of organizing can reach out and purchase your book.
Thank
it sounds you. Really fun to, or no, your book, but also your program for organizers to learn how to do this as another feature of their business. So that's great. So I just want to thank you so much for being here today and being patient with our issues that we had last week.
No, it's all good. Thank you for being patient. I appreciate it.
No worries. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending your day with us, and I will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, everyone.
After listening to this podcast today, I hope you have some useful takeaways and feel super motivated to get organized. But maybe you're at a loss with how to start or where to go next in your organizing journey. Wouldn't it be amazing to have me right there to guide you through the process when you're losing motivation or feeling stuck with what to do next? I may not live near you, so through the wonders of our modern technology, I can be right by your side. Virtually, of course. You heard me. I offer virtual organizing. Reach out to me through my website linked below, and we could schedule your first session today. Also, don't forget to reach out to me on social media with comments about an episode or a topic you would like covered in a future podcast. Links are below in the show notes. Go get your organizing on.